This is Ozarks at Large. Consumers of culture cannot live on a diet of Shakespeare, Kurosawa, and Beethoven alone. Although we might say we only watch TV for Masterpiece Theater, or we're heading to the movie for that independent documentary, almost all of us sneak in a guilty pleasure or two or three or more. Wayne Bell writes the column Culture Club for the FayettevilleFlyer.com, joins me in the Anthony and Susan Hoy News Studio. Wayne, let's first define what you think a guilty pleasure is.
I would describe a guilty pleasure as something that you may watch or listen to or read or see that you may not openly share at a dinner party. Only when prompted would you admit that you...
Or when you are in the company of someone who has already admitted their love for that same guilty pleasure. The value of a guilty pleasure can be that you turn off your brain a little bit, or it reminds you of a previous time. Because I will admit, there's a channel called Boomerang.
Yeah.
That when it first came on, not so much anymore, when it first came on, it just threw out 24 hours a day the cartoons I grew up with when I was a kid.
Okay.
But what happens is you begin to discover there's a reason those appealed to the 7-year-old me and not the considerably older
me. You know
what?
There's a few, if you're going to talk about TV first, I mean, there's a few things, whether it be cartoons or teen shows or bad soap operas or whatever the case may be, that you know, it doesn't matter how old you are, for whatever reason they just stick. The one I'm honestly thinking about, you know, and I know I'm not alone here because it's been in syndication for 20 years, is Saved by the Bell,
which for the uninitiated started as a Saturday morning live action.
It only
situation
ran
comedy
for like 4 years, and then they had a few little offshoots, but I mean, it ran in the early 90s in that incarnation with the six main cast members. And it was terribly hated by critics and never got any recognition, really. And it ran on Saturday morning between cartoons on NBC.
But it's been on television ever since.
And it's been on television ever since. And the leads in that show, you know, the six main characters can't escape. They've tried. Elizabeth Berkley tried to make a really quick turn doing that Showgirls movie. Mm-hmm. But, you know, it's part of them. And although the stories are simplistic and the writing and directing is just horrendous, it's one of those things that, you know, people don't like to admit, but they're clearly watching because it's been on TBS and TNT and all that stuff for years.
But your confession with a guilty pleasure television is far less embarrassing than mine.
Oh.
Which is infomercials.
Oh. Yeah, I hadn't thought about that. Like the Ronco food dehydrator?
That's a good one.
Uh-huh.
The Magic Bullet is my favorite.
Less time than it takes you to say it. Look at that.
Thank you.
What is that, a personal smoothie maker?
Hey, it is if you want it to be.
Any chance of getting a real breakfast?
How about an omelet?
And the thing that I always find really funny about infomercials is when they're showing
what
your current condition.
Yes.
Like opening a bag of potato chips is so hard, they fly all over the kitchen.
It destroys your house.
It's like you've got much bigger problems if you can't open a bag of potato chips, or you can't chop
up a
tomato. If you have to use a knife that you can cut through a can of Coke with to cut your tomato, or roll a hose. But, you know, they make you think that your current condition is so horrible in, you know, in the everyday, that, you know, this product is going to save your life. Do you have things as far as movies or music that are your guilty pleasures?
For movies, if there is a movie with a monster that's bigger than a building, I'm in.
If I was to look at some of mine, I mean, I'm a sucker for, and I know it's not that great, but Steel Magnolias does roll out every year around Easter.
I hesitate whether I would call that a guilty pleasure.
And then, you know, every Christmas time, those, not the classics, not like White Christmas or something like that, but, you know, National Lampoon, Christmas Vacation, stuff that I wouldn't see as really that great, or Christmas Story the rest of the year, but something about it at Christmas time, it's like good relief.
Right.
So, you know, I can be a little bit kinder to Christmas-themed movies than I would be if they came out during the rest of the year when I would think they were sappy or silly. Mm-hmm.
Well,
what about the music? Is there something you really go to?
Yeah. That's a guilty pleasure is teen pop. Avril Lavigne.
Okay. All these teens who are now in their 30s.
Well, yeah.
She's so angry. We were talking about her yesterday in our house. Like, what happened to her? She's so angry.
Well, it's so funny because when you're 18 or 19 and you're writing songs about I want to be your girlfriend or whatever, it's a guilty pleasure for me. When you're 24 or 25 and that's still what you're singing about, it's a little weird.
Britney Spears. Yeah. She hasn't really aged because she doesn't seem to see herself as a mother and in her 30s. Mm-hmm. But it's still a popular genre. I mean, it doesn't look the same as it did in the late 90s and early 2000s. But Katy Perry has got 6 or 7 hits off of her new album where she's talking about being a teenager. So, and she's not. So, but it's still viable. If I had a guilty pleasure music-wise that I didn't want anyone to know about, it would fall in two categories. The first is dominated by Celine Dion.
That is perhaps the epitome of guilty pleasure right there.
You know what? I defend her because it's not her fault they played her so much. She just made good music. She's just a sweet Canadian girl. And, you know, and in the 90s, she got so oversaturated from Titanic and some of that other stuff. And, you know, it's kind of like you do have to look at it and go, at least she can sing. I mean, there's not that many people on the, on the radio today who can sing. I get she's really annoying. I get that. And my other one has to be like early 90s R&B, like Color Me Bad. Ooh. And Boys to Men and In Vogue. And I love In Vogue. And so, you know, early 90s R&B, I'm a big fan of. Those would be my guilty pleasures that I can always go back to.
Wayne Bell writes the column Culture Club for the FayettevilleFlyer.com. Thanks.